Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Hello, Federal.
Federal?
Federal.
The government.
Federal Express.
Ah, yes. Or it could have been, because this is a snack podcast, Profiterole.
Hello, Profiterole.
Hello, Tom.
Hello, Michael.
Mine isn't as descriptive as yours.
Well, Hello, Federal actually is a commercial from the 80s, I think.
I don't know it.
Yeah, there's it's about how you need to send stuff quickly, so you need Federal Express.
Uh-huh.
And you got an old guy, an octogenarian, sitting back there at his desk, and he's calling Federal Express to arrange, you know.
So he says, Hello, Federal.
But he says in a voice, Hello, Federal.
Right. That's
hilarious.
I love it.
That's why FedEx is the most successful company.
If you look at the FedEx logo, you see FedEx.
Well, what else do you see if you look carefully?
See, but I took me... Somebody
I was had, the one who told you this.
Oh, that was
it
you
was
who
me.
Did that?
Yeah. Because remember, Alessio stared at it for like
right.
a half day, and it wouldn't let me tell him. And then I said the same thing to you.
Right. If you look at the negative space between the
Don't
D
give it away.
And the...
Let's give the Mateys the puzzle, and we'll come back next week.
All right, fine. But there's a little secret in the FedEx logo.
I will tell them what it is and say, find it.
Sure.
That's what it is. That's what the game is, folks. Now, half of you already know what I'm talking about. Maybe 80%? No?
Sure.
But there's going to be... There's
somewhere between
be some
50
people
and 80% know exactly what you're talking
about.
In
that 30%.
Yes.
Oh, okay. But 50
somewhere
and
between 20 and 20 90% you're know saying, what you're talking about.
You're saying between 20 and 50% don't know.
Of the 50 to 80?
No, of the 100%.
I'm saying...
That's why they say percent, by the way.
No, I'm saying between 50 and... Yeah, 20 and 50. Yeah, that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, 20 and 50, right. So good.
I had to do some math.
No, you did some math. You did it well. Mike Mathalian Black.
Shut up.
Okay. So in the FedEx logo, there is an arrow. Find the arrow.
Great game. This is gonna occupy you for, the better part of 3 to 5 seconds.
I expect most people to be like, duh, but there's going to be a lot of people going, what?
Mm-hmm.
And then they're going to go look at it, and people are going to find it right away. Mm-hmm. And other people, like you, and like Marco, are going to be like, what the hell? And once you – that is when it's when you're looking really hard for it, that's when it's hard to find.
It's like God.
It's like God?
God.
When you're looking at life, you said God.
Right. When you're looking for God, when you're just looking, you're not going to see him. When you don't look, you find he's everywhere.
Sure. There's a Crowded House song called There Goes God.
And it's a sort of similar theme?
I think.
Welcome to Mates, everybody. Mike and Tom eat snacks with my good friend Tom.
And my good friend Michael.
Mike and Tom eat snacks.
We're having a great time here at Mates.
Yeah, we took a sock to the jaw earlier.
We really did.
Yeah, a literal sock to the jaw.
Well, it wasn't
not a
literally
sock,
a sock.
Like a
punch.
Yeah. But that, sock. Bam, blam, and I'll tell you why. Well, I'd rather, Magic, you go ahead.
Well, this is a thing that's been happening here at Mates Worldwide Headquarters, which is companies, actual companies, companies that produce foods that you and I eat on a regular basis. I mean, you and I, Tom, and the viewers, and I know they're not viewers, but these companies have been sending us products. Now, this one...
Mate, when we started Mates... As you know, the people who are suffering from this are our actual employees. We started Mates. We said, okay, we need to whip up some Häagen-Dazs. We need to get some Keebler cookies. We need some chocolate chip cookies, on and on and on. We had vaults of stuff. But lately, what has been happening is...
Companies, big companies, have been sending us products. Now, it started with just little companies, little companies that maybe needed a little publicity.
Sure.
Now, it's gotten to where multinational corporations,
uh-huh.
at least one... are sending
there's
us
a
stuff.
Number of multinational corporations.
I can think
stuff.
Of one.
Yeah. There's a number of them.
Well, sure, there've been a number.
Sure, there's a bunch of them.
But this is the biggest, as far as I can tell, at least.
In terms of an earner, an earnings,
In terms of job creators, these people are real job creators. They are the real heroes.
Mm-hmm.
This is Kraft.
And Kraft.
Well, but that Kraft is the company.
Yeah,
Kraft,
I know. So it doesn't. It's not the snack.
No, that's not the snack.
Kraft.
Yeah, but that's, you can't do that.
Zam.
That you can do.
Okay.
Kraft sent us a little note.
They did. And here's what it says. Mike and Tom, taking a cue from Matt White.
Matty Ice.
Now, that, for, our viewers.
Some of them are not viewers. Matty White, sent us an unbelievable package of
moon pies. And the crown.
But I think what they're referring to now is the note itself, not the snack. Because Matt sent us a short and succinct note.
Yeah. He was like, dudes, have at her, basically. That's Matt. But that's Matt.
You can't out Matt Matt.
You can't out Matt Matt. Matty Ice is Matty Ice. That's how he got the nickname. So, people at Kraft, and in fairness, it's one person, Mike and Tom, taking a cue from Matt White, will keep this simple and to the point. And then turns around and takes a direct shot at Matt.
Mm-hmm.
Moon pies are complacent. String cheese is not. Kraft string cheese wants to keep your taste buds entertained. Move over, plain mozzarella. String cheese is now available in two new knockout flavors, tomato basil and jalapeno. In the mood for a caprese salad? Tomato basil. Have a hankering for some heat? Jalapeno. Less than 100 calories, calcium, flavor. Bam. Enjoy, Maggie.
Now, there's some things I like about this note, some things I don't like about this note.
I like the made-up name Maggie.
Yeah,
that's a great,
there's no Maggie.
It's a great touch.
Perfect.
Yeah.
But let's understand something, viewers.
Steve's like, oh, look, you know, if I write Steve,
they're
all over me like pop chips.
Right.
Like Joey.
Right.
But Maggie,
when Joey Hodges sent us a note from Pop Chips, we tore Joey Hodges a new asshole.
We ripped him apart. And rightly so.
That guy had it coming.
Oh, boy, did he ever.
But the team there at Kraft, and you know it's a team, they're inventing Maggie, and I'm putting Maggie in air quotes.
Exactly right. I can just see them sitting around the conference table, banding about names just before lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And Maggie is a great call. Young, hip,
mm-hmm.
you know, Lower East Side kind of girl. She's like, look, guys, dude, I'm talking to you on your own level.
Right.
And we're like, Maggie, oh, of course you are. We're less inclined to hate Maggie.
Oh, I'm inclined to like Maggie.
I am too.
What else? What another thing that I like, forgive me for stumbling there.
Please.
Is that the note itself is not written with a Kraft masthead. It's just written on like they printed it off a computer. Just,
yeah.
She typed it up. She sent it out.
It's not cute. No balloons. No Kraft logo.
No. I mean, she didn't have to get the talking points in.
That's what we don't like.
No. In the mood for a Capri salad, tomato basil. Have a hankering for some heat, jalapeno. Less than 100 calories. I don't need that detail. I don't need that level of detail.
I don't need any of it. I would have been quite happy with it. Would have been better if it was just taking cue from Matt White. We'll keep it simple to the point. Moon pies are complacent. String cheese is not.
Enjoy Maggie.
Perfect. And Kraft, maybe you've learned a little something like that. I mean, I think they're probably used to like having to like push people along in their normal letter. But this is Mates.
Mm-hmm.
And our viewers, once you start talking down to them, they first say, I don't think we're viewers. And then the second thing is they try and sock you one.
Speaking of socking us.
Now this is on the plus side.
This is where they want us back.
Did they ever? What our string cheese from Kraft came in was, Magic, do you know those? You ever heard of something called a Jack in the Box?
Sure,
you have, huh?
Oh yeah, it's a little toy, wind up toy. You turn the knob and then you jack off on it. That's why it's called the Jack in the Box.
That's exactly right. So you don't expect a Jack in the Box from Kraft, do you?
No.
Well, anyways, down at our at the headquarters there, where they send their stuff, we went down to down at 163 Amsterdam Avenue, folks. By the way, to the viewers.
P.O. Box 135.
Yeah, New York. Zip code 10023. We went down there, and there was too big a box. We had to get a couple of the guys with the carts, you know, a couple of the interns to come in. I'm like, what is this thing?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because normally I'm like, I'll lift it. I'll bring it straight from holding. But you couldn't get this thing straight from holding. It took Zach and Efron, and those guys brought it up to the recording studio. We opened it up, and Magic, darned if it wasn't a massive, heavy box.
A crate, almost. A metal crate.
Saying, open gently. Well, you know what we do? We have a little video. And we're going to...
We'll post a video.
We'll post the video. Are we going to post that video?
Sure. On MatesCast...
MatesCast.com.
That's the website, yeah.
.com. But open carefully. The contents pack a flavorful punch. Essentially, we're like, well, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Magic, I opened that thing. What happened?
A boxing glove pops out of there like a jack-in-the-box, smacks you right in the face.
Right in the face. Boom! Down I go. Boom! Lawsuit. I'm like bleeding from the nose, and you are laughing hysterically, and I'm like, what got me? What got me?
Right? Oh, you were out.
Oh, yeah. I know. That's because I wasn't expecting. I was leaning it. You have to lean in, open this box. The thing shoots out. Pops me one in the schnoz. Down I go. Bang my head on the
You've got a glass schnoz. Let's be honest.
Well, look. You know what that is? It was like fighting George Shivalo, being his sparring partner all those years.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah. And a great Canadian, by the way, George Shivalo.
The great Canadian hope, they say. They call them.
Yeah,
they call
him the GCH.
Thank God I had my smelling salts.
Yeah, I'm glad you had. You broke that thing off and like... And once I said I'm fine, you did that crazy thing where you like you broke off another one and tried to stick it up my nose. I said I'm fine.
Yeah, and then that's how I knew you were fine.
Yeah, because I started throwing up from the smelling salts. And attached to the boxing glove, clipped onto the boxing glove, string cheese.
That's an
entrance. I mean, Kraft. And part of the thing that we like about it, I mean, both you and I were saying, is Kraft is a heavyweight company, and yet they're not. They're not sitting on their laurels over there. If they're sending mates a jack-in-the-box and knocking out one of the mates and attaching their string cheese to get a little pub, clearly they've hired a younger generation. It's like, look, this is how it's done now. You know, and because you can imagine a bunch of people sitting around the board going, ah, podcast?
Mm-hmm.
The hell?
All right. Let me explain to you, Mr. Kraft. Let me explain to you, Mrs. Kraft.
This doesn't make no damn sense.
Let me explain to you.
A radio show?
It's a radio show you can
listen
to.
Who cares?
No. This is very popular.
Who gives a shit?
The young people love these things.
Ah!
And that's who we want eating our string cheese.
Well, I guess.
Right, Mr. Kraft, Robert Kraft.
So what, do you want to send them a box?
No.
What?
We want to send them a jack-in-the-box.
Huh? That's dumb! Who does that? Are you kidding me?
We do. The new generation here at Kraft, we do.
All right.
Well, it's worth mentioning. I don't think that we mentioned the dimensions of this box. It's got to be...
I think we did. I said it was a huge box. It couldn't be carried.
Oh, okay.
But look, go ahead. It's got to be...
It wasn't... We said Jack in the Box, you picture a little thing you put on the
right.
tabletop.
It's like 2 feet by 2 feet, this box.
This box is enormous.
Yeah, and it's incredibly heavy. Oh. what did we forget? When the punch comes out... I didn't hear it because I was not cold,
mm-hmm.
but the accompanying serenading music to the punch as the punch shoots out of the box and smacks you in the schnoz is...
Mama's Gonna Knock You Out.
Hello, Cool J.
I mean...
Mama say knock you out. I'm gonna knock you out. I mean, they have to license that?
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
It's the money involved, not only for the postage, but for licensing the damn thing. Now, look, clearly they're sending these boxes out all over the country to all kinds of food tastemakers. That's a pun. But... The fact that we were included in that list, it made us feel good. However, Kraft, yeah, you need to know something.
You just bummed me out. I thought we were the sole recipients of the Jack in the Box punch.
No. Maggie.
You don't think they made that just for us?
If you want to continue under that delusion.
I'm gonna.
Then by all means. Okay. But Maggie, you need to know something.
Maggie.
We can't be bought.
No, we can. Kidding me?
You think a Jack in the Box is going to buy our loyalty? You think that's going to buy our love? Fuck you, Kraft.
When we got that box... First off, we were, proud recipients of it. But second off, we were like, you know, these companies sending us, don't they know that by them catering to us, that's a strike against them?
Yes.
By them wanting our attention, we go like, you want attention from mates?
Well, it's like that Groucho Marx saying, I would never join a club that would have me
yes,
as a member.
Exactly. Same thing. We're like, we're terrible.
Right.
If you think that... We're going to help your business? You're delusional.
Well, more than that, we're going to actively try to destroy your business if we don't like your product.
Yeah, and the hubris and the confidence of it is, I mean, I have to say,
it's
frankly,
admirable.
It's appealing.
In some ways, it's admirable, but you're really taking your life in your hands, Kraft, when you do this.
Look at, I mean, Joey Hodges, R.I.P.
Oh, yeah. And the next thing, and you know Pop Chips has been in the news now.
Oh,
because
yeah.
of their ill-conceived,
yeah.
most likely Ashton Joey Kutcher. Hodges produced.
It's got to be Hodges.
That has Hodges written all over it. And Ashton Kutcher's you know, doing this thing for Pop Chips, one of which he dresses up in essentially blackface.
Yeah. Not taking his cue from Ted Danson.
And playing a, you know, playing an Indian character. Now, personally, I have to say, Tom, I did not find it offensive. No. I thought Ashton got a ton of grief for nothing over this. However, it, my opinion is irrelevant because it backfired on them. Although, yeah, we're talking about Pop Chips.
It was amazing how much heat it took. But I don't imagine that's negative for Pop Chips at all. In fact, is it possibly better for them? That,
maybe.
Sure, that suddenly everyone's talking about Kutcher. And so all this, all the noise you hear, folks, at home is opening the jalapeno and opening the tomato basil.
All right, so...
In fairness, one of these packages is expired.
And not their fault.
No, our fault. Because we got a lot of snacks here. I mean, we like people are sending things from the world, worldwide, and... takes a while to get to stuff.
Okay, so... Now, I've never really... I've had string cheese in my life, and I've enjoyed string cheese in my life, but I've never eaten it critically, and I've never really assessed it pre-consumption. The first thing I'm noticing when opening my Kraft tomato basil string cheese is that... When I really take the time to inspect it from a purely aesthetic point of view, it looks disgusting.
Absolutely, it looks like someone sliced off the finger, left it in the ocean for a couple of weeks, and then fished it out in some scum pond. And now you're holding it and getting prepared to eat it.
That's such a better description than I was going to come up with, but that's exactly what it looks like. It looks like exactly what you just described. So it's a tube of cheese food stuffed into cellophane, and because it's tomato basil, it's got speckles.
I just had a quick flash in my mind of the boardroom at Kraft sitting around listening to this, and at that point, the dead finger in the ocean and the scum pond, I think so far they're going, yeah, it's going well. And at that point, I think there's maybe like a little bit of tapping on the table, just a little bit like, just a little looking across the table at each other going,
Well, but all this can be redeemed. It can all be redeemed immediately.
100%.
So I'm going to peel where it says peel here.
Yep. Peel. I've already opened my... Is there something about that? Like easy opening? It's certainly easy opening. I like that. I have to tell you, the non-easy opening drives me crazy. You know, we've had a couple of times, we've had some snacks, we open it up and we're like, that's no good. What are you doing?
Well, I was flicking off a little peel.
What the hell? It just went from bad to verse.
I was trying to... peel a piece of string cheese because it's stringy. It's not peeling the way I want it. It's not peeling. It's not stringy.
There you go.
All right, I got a little string. I don't know if it's just been... I mean, it's still chilled. I don't know if it's been out of the fridge too long or if it's...
Well, hell, it probably sat there and things non-refrigerated for like a month or two. Oh, he doesn't like that. He doesn't like the tomato basil. But maybe it's like... Maybe it's gone sour. Has it? I'm going to eat the jalapeno. All right? I'm not eating it.
I hate this.
They're not happy about that on the boardroom.
Oh. I hate the tomato basil. You like the jalapeno?
I do. I mean, it's got a little it tastes like a jalapeno inside some cheese, and the cheese is very non-cheesy.
Hate this.
Do you not? What's your take on tomato basil normally?
Real tomato basil, I'll eat all the time with real mozzarella. I mean, the Capri salad, per their suggestion, I mean, Capri salad is delicious.
Say caprese.
Whatever. It's a slice of mozzarella.
Mozzarella.
I say mozzarella.
I say mozzarella.
I say matica.
Mozzarella.
It's a banana.
It's a mozzarella.
I take a slice of banana.
I take a mozzarella.
And then I slice up a tomato.
A tomato. I slice a tomato for a mozzarella.
And then you get some basil.
Uh-huh.
And then you pour a little vinegar.
Some vinaigrette.
All over it. And you have a delicious summertime treat. Uh-huh. When you try to combine that into a tube of cheese stuff, it's disgusting.
Not good? You don't like it?
I hate it. I hate it so much. It's one of the worst things I've put in my mouth in a long time. And I put some terrible things in my mouth.
Yeah, like, for example...
John Travolta's cock.
Hello, John Travolta in the news. There's a neat thing about that in the Travolta deposition, where the masseur is talking about all the stuff that's going on with John, star of Wild Hogs, and And one of the things is he says, I gauged the erect penis at about 8 inches. And in my head, I'm thinking of Travolta kind of fast forwarding this. Yeah, not fast forward, forwarding to all his friends, the email going, hey, you know, check paragraph 3. You know? Check this. Yeah, completely pleased.
Right.
Yeah. What do you think? Did I give you the jalapeno?
Yeah, I like the jalapeno.
Oh, see, we like the jalapeno. Now, where's mine? Where's my tomato base?
I don't have a bias against cheese stick. That's the thing. Or string cheese. I like string cheese, actually.
Do you like string cheese?
But the tomato basil, you know what I think it is? From my point of view, it's the vinegar. There's vinegar in it because it's
is there?
Yeah, it's
I'm gonna look at the
it's trying to replicate the caprese.
The caprese. Oh yeah, there's definitely vinegar.
It's disgusting.
There's garlic. Here's what I like. There's vinegar, salt, and then comma enzymes.
Well, yeah, because it's cheese food. You sure. Gotta have enzymes.
You gotta have enzymes
food.
In there. I like that, you know, sugar is a thing and you know onions is a thing and dried tomatoes and enzymes. So I'm going to try my tomato basil. I'm really worried.
Just take a big fucking honk and bite of it.
All right, just dip.
Doesn't trouble you?
No.
I couldn't. You like it?
No, I don't like it. It's got a weird aftertaste.
It's got a weird everything taste. It's disgusting. It's awful.
But I much prefer that. I mean, it's just those things. What can you combine into fast food, essentially, you know? And... yeah, maybe you can do jalapeno. Maybe that's a little easier. Maybe that's why we always see jalapeno with the chips and the this and the that. But tomato basil maybe is a little more trickier because it's a little more upscale.
I mean, when I ate the tomato
I'm gonna take a second
basil back. Cheese,
oh, yeah.
I honestly thought, and this is a, well, this is a second, I honestly thought I might throw up.
Yeah, I've never seen you with the gag, an actual gag reflex.
The
your,
jelly
your
belly
mouth was open and
the jelly belly pudding came close. This
that was the word. That what was that? That was evil.
That was evil.
Yeah.
That was rated as evil.
Yeah, that was evil.
But this activated my gag reflex.
This was worse. This isn't worse than that, though. That was just like a chemical incineration, that thing. This is different. This is like an actual semi-food.
That was like, that thing was just like poison down my mouth.
Yeah.
This was like... And I kind of knew that going in. That's right. What it was going to be like. This, I had different expectations, and maybe that's why it was worse. For example, I had the same reaction to Avatar.
Wake up, darling Corey. Tell me what makes you sleep so sound. Them highway robbers are coming. They're ringing around your town. Go away, go away, darling Corey. Quit hanging around my bed. Pretty women.
As much as I hate that tomato basil cheese,
you really like the
too,
jalapeno?
I'm almost done with my jalapeno.
Yeah, yeah. You like the jalapeno?
I mean,
you stringing it along? Shit! Woohoo! Well, hello. Good morning.
I think this is the greatest differential I've ever had between two snacks from the same.
It's going to make the ratings a little difficult for you.
No, it's not.
Okay.
It's going to make the ratings very easy for me because I'm rating them on their individual merits. Uh-huh. And I already know that tomato basil is going to get substantially less than the jalapeno.
I can't wait to hear what... Now I'm sort of into the... I got, you know... I'm just sort of into pulling the string off.
Well, that's the thing about string cheese. That's what they want you to do.
Yeah.
And in this case, like, they're leading me down the garden path and I'm happily smelling all the flowers. I want to be led down that garden path.
You like the garden path?
I love it. They tell me, this is string cheese. You're meant to pull it apart. Great. That's what I'm going to do. The tomato basil is just crumbling in my hands. That's before I even tasted the disgusting piece of shit thing that they're calling food. It's not even stringy.
I wonder if they are calling it food over there.
I want to see what they say. How it's described. String cheese. Well, they're calling it cheese. They're not calling it cheese food or cheese stuff. They're just calling it cheese. So, yeah. Food. It's just... I don't know. I don't know how that got past R&D. Guys, your jalapeno... Tremendous. It's got the cheese. It's got the jalapeno. That's all I need. But sometimes you throw too many ingredients into the soup. You don't have soup anymore. You have sludge. And that's what this tomato basil disaster is. It's sludge. Now, my opinion about it has been much stronger than yours. You're whatever about it.
I don't like it, but I didn't almost throw up, you know. And part of that again, it's like seeing a movie when someone's like, it's the worst piece of crap ever. You're like, yeah, I didn't think it was so bad. I was prepared to see the worst piece of crap ever. So after you almost threw up on the table, I thought, this is going to be wretched, and I have to consume it next. And then it wasn't so bad.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know. I don't know if I got a bum tube. I'm not tasting it again.
You're not going back in.
I can't.
No.
I can't.
I don't blame you. Look, here's the thing. They have to know that if they make a guy gag, don't expect him to come back to the store, Kraft.
But, you know, and I got nothing against Kraft.
No! Your voice is high.
Because I'm permanently damaged by what just happened.
You'll probably forget it by the afternoon, no?
Yeah, I'm already over it.
Yeah, see?
I don't even like to look at it. You got to put it on your side.
I'm done. I'm actually done with it. I don't want any more.
No, look.
80 calories. 80 calories per serving. Look, we're really, like, as much as you almost threw up, they've played us. Kraft has played us. I read the note. I gave out the deets, you know, and then I just said less than 80 calories. That's all they were looking for from this podunk podcast.
You don't think my almost throwing up?
Yeah, that might have
obviate some of the good.
Yeah, I like the word obviate. I think that it does. I think actually it does.
And it wasn't like gag. It wasn't joke throwing up.
That's the thing. First off, it's difficult to see because of the viewership idea. Idea is the wrong word. From the viewership concept is wrong. From the viewership. Anyway, factor. Thank you.
Great.
Thanks for not helping. From the viewership factor, people can't see, and so there'd be no point in doing a gag reflex comedy. But you were legitimately your head bolted forward. Then a second time, you know, your eyes bugged out a little bit. Your mouth opened up like you might for a split second.
I was heaving a little bit.
Yeah.
And I'm not a guy who easily throws up. The only time I will ever throw up is if I'm on any carnival ride.
Uh-huh.
Or if I see a scary movie.
You'll throw up?
Yeah. Or if I feel bad, just like bad about myself.
You kind of throw up a lot then.
Yeah. Well, in that case, I'm making myself throw up.
Right. That's like a purging thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Do you cut yourself?
Oh, yeah. I cut myself.
You cut yourself?
Yeah, I do that. But that's a separate conversation. If I exercise too much.
You throw up?
Yep.
So you're one of those guys, like, you'll do the sprints and then
throw up.
Black is over there on the sideline puking.
Yeah.
The coaches love that.
They love that.
Yeah.
If I'm in a sauna more than 6 minutes.
Then you'll throw up?
I throw up.
But you prefaced this whole discussion by saying you never throw up. The only times you throw up, and then you proceeded to list like almost 10 things.
Yeah, but if you
throw up a lot.
Yeah, but from a percentage.
Is there anything else that makes you throw up?
Sleep, a good night's sleep.
A good night's sleep will make you puke.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that I can see.
Heights.
What?
Heights.
Oh, I thought you said tights.
No, heights.
But tights probably too.
Depends how tight, but yeah. Yeah.
Tights can make you throw up. So when you're doing Shakespeare, you got to be careful.
I can't do Shakespeare.
Has ever a woman of this humor wooed, blah.
Yeah.
Anything else make you throw up?
I don't think so.
What if an airplane goes up in negative G?
I just hear about it.
Yeah, wow.
Oh.
Can I try one more thing?
I bet you probably won't.
Tandoori chicken. Oh, jeez. Wow. Sausage cart. Toe jam.
I'm fine with toe jam.
Your toe jam is, yeah. Eating toe jam.
No.
Good. Okay. You're okay. Kiss. Oh, boy.
The band, right?
Yeah. The band. Oh, geez. Sorry. What about the band?
No.
You're fine with that?
Yeah.
R.I.P., Mr. Helm?
Yes. It took me a second to register what you just said.
R.I.P. MCA?
R.I.P. MCA?
That's a sad one.
They're all sad.
That's all sad. Somebody talented. Like, that's the nice thing about us. When we go, people are like, who?
Not the people at Kraft. They'll long remember my name.
People at Kraft will have, like, a big dance.
They might kill me.
They might have a grave party. Yeah. You know, we came, we ate. I say we raid up.
Yeah, look, it's the purr system. Pick a snack, eat a snack, rate a snack. We've done the picking, we've done the eating. It's time for the rating. Rating!
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 Stormtroopers hitting the ground.
Hey, did you see this? A fella matey drew a stormtrooper hitting the ground.
I don't think I saw that.
Yeah, it was on. I think it was on your Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he said something like, "This guy's going to need a snack," because he was just a stormtrooper hitting the ground.
Oh, that's great.
Good, right?
Fantastic. I don't think I saw it.
Artistic, very artistic.
But thank you, fella.
And someone else sent us a picture, and I think you saw this, of the T-shirts. I think it was like Mates Forever.
Yes.
That was really... It looked like a very nice kind of fabric.
It was just... It said pick a snack, eat a snack, rate a snack. That's what the T-shirt said.
Those are two different things.
Well, people are just...
No, people are amazing.
The thing that I like about this podcast, or really any podcast...
Podcast? What?
The thing I like about this podcast, and really any podcast, is that people...
Do you put the emphasis on the cast?
Yes.
Okay.
Because people take them as their own, and they make it their own thing. That's what it should be.
It is what it should be.
It's a DIY project.
Yeah, it is.
The fact that we're making millions off it shouldn't make you feel worse because you're out there doing the thing that you're doing for free. Love it.
No, again, it's the whole thing. What do the millions mean? You can be John Travolta.
Right.
Right? So here we are. You can't really be John Travolta, by the way, folks, in case you're listening to that going, oh, I can? No, there already is one. You could change your name, but I would go with the Michael fucking Showalter if you're going to change your name.
Yeah. He nailed it.
He did nail it.
What do you want? How do you want to start? I'm going to start with the jalapeno. I mean, I don't know how you start with the other one.
I have to say that you have a more electric opinion about all of this, so I'm going to start. I'm sort of the opening act for these ratings.
Okay.
Okay.
Fine.
So I'm just going to here's a novel idea. I'm going to rate them both.
Mm-hmm.
The tomato. I'm looking forward to your rating, so I'm not even going to like steal any thunder. To me, the TB tomato basil was just there. It paled in comparison to what it was hoping to suggest, and that was its biggest drawback for me. You know, as I ate it, I was reminded, you know what, I'd really like the real thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I give that a one. The jalapeno, enjoyable. You know, we have to remember we're talking about string cheese here. You know, and so when you're talking about string cheese, it shares, you know, half a name. Well, not half of it. Half of its name is cheese. Cheese is something. String cheese is a whole other compartment, a whole other department of cheese that will never be cheese. And thus, it, the best string cheese, I don't see how it could rate higher than a 5. It's just string cheese in a plastic thing. It's your fast food of cheese. It's never going to, if you're a lover of cheese, it's never going to satisfy you. And the jalapeno thing had a little bit of a bite to it. It was fine. And it remains string cheese. 4.
You bring up an excellent point about string cheese as a thing in the universe, which is to say it implicitly compares itself to cheese. And any cheese is going to be – any real cheese, any artisanal cheese is going to be better than a string cheese. In my mind, until you had done that, I was sort of holding string cheese up in a kind of different category altogether, as a category of processed foods. And in the category of processed foods, to me, string cheese conceptually rates fairly high because it's something that – if it's properly refrigerated and I just need something quick to shove down my gullet.
Your gullet.
That I'm not going to feel too badly about myself for eating, I might pick a string cheese.
Uh-huh.
And I've never had a flavored string cheese before.
That's why it's a staple of school children.
String cheese, right.
Easy to open, eat it on up.
And you don't feel too guilty about it.
You don't feel guilty. And then when Kraft starts thinking outside the box and sending you a punching, that's great. I mean, hats off for that. And Maggie, whoever you may be, whatever group of men are Maggie, this is just – or woman. Women.
Women.
Is it – more than one woman is a
– well,
I should know this. You know why? Because of our freaking platform.
Well, we are all about respect for women. That's who we are.
Okay. It's not what we do.
No,
but
we do.
But our platform and who we are respect for women.
Right. What we do.
So it's women. I got it.
Is the podcast.
And so hats off to Maggie for the punching bag. Even though I bled, that was just a grand move. One of the grandest moves we have seen on Mates. And I got to say to the big conglomerate companies out there, ball's in your court. If you can, if you can top that, good luck.
Now that's not gonna. It's not gonna improve your rating.
No, heck no. They know that.
They know that when they do it. In fact, they're hoping you're gonna get knocked out because they know they're gonna get a shitty rating.
Yeah. Well, it worked, Kraft. I sit here and bleed for you. Yeah, you jokers.
So when I hold the jalapeno cheese, snack cheese, string cheese up against my memory of an original string cheese, it compares favorably. I don't know, it's better. It's a slightly different thing. I like the little spice. If I just compare it to like processed foods, I give it a 6.5.
Oh, well, very generous.
But then if I compare it to cheese, I mean, then it doesn't even rate.
That's the problem. It's the problem. If you called it string dairy, maybe you'd have a fighting chance. But if you call it cheese, string cheese.
But here's the thing.
Now you're in trouble.
This is a scenario that happens often in my house because my wife, whose name escapes me at the moment.
I know your wife's name. Your wife's name.
What is it?
No, I got it. I got it. It's like, hey, Michael, hey.
We'll put a pin in it. We'll come
okay,
back
all right.
to it.
Because I know it.
She often buys cheese, like a Brie, a Camembert, a Chev.
Si.
She buys all kinds of
bleu.
Cheeses.
No, not so much bleu.
Sometimes a bleu.
Yeah.
But all kinds of cheeses of which she knows the names that I don't.
Yeah, Swiss?
No.
Yeah. American?
No.
Cheddar?
No, like cheese, like real cheese.
Yeah.
So, but that cheese might be in the cheese drawer alongside a string cheese. And I might take the string cheese over the other cheese because it's just easy.
Well, oh, yeah.
I'm just
going
to peel it. I'm going to eat it.
Well, that says volumes, does it not?
Yeah.
Sure.
So I'm gonna stick with my 6.5 for the jalapeno string cheese.
Okay, good.
Because I'm
going
to put it in its own category.
Good for you.
The tomato.
Dancing in the boardroom.
Basil.
Oh, boy. I'm going to stand back a little bit. I'm over here now. Have at it.
We know already it's not going to even get a numbered rating from me.
No.
The question is, what is the descriptor I'm going to use?
Because I don't think, even given what happened, I don't think you can get down to evil.
It's not evil.
No.
It's not evil because I don't think its intent is malicious.
Its intent is to be a healthy snack, actually, a healthy snack option.
Yeah.
You see it in the lunchbox. It's
what I
want
to go with as a healthy snack option is suck my dick.
See,
but that doesn't feel quite right to me.
I agree that it's that suck my dick rating is a little violent.
Right. Suck my fat dick.
It's a little more comical, but it's not quite there that you what you want for the rating for your reaction to the tomato basil.
I hate you.
Again, you know, you're dancing around with the evil, and I think it's something different. To me, it strikes as something like, kidding me? Something along those lines.
How about this?
Go on.
You're the space shuttle challenger of string cheese.
You don't like the space shuttle challenger?
It blew up.
Yeah, so you don't like it?
It's not that I don't like it. It's that it was an accident.
It was faulty?
It was faulty. And it plummeted to the earth and people died.
I have to tell you, frankly, I still don't think we're there. It's not that those aren't, evocative. They are. But here's what I want. Clear your mind for a minute. We're going to do a little exercise to get this rating right, okay? Just clear your mind. Is your mind clear?
I think so.
Anything in there?
No.
Okay, good. So now I'm just going to say a few words to you, okay?
Okay.
Clear. Maybe you want to close your eyes. Maybe this will help.
Okay.
Okay. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Tomato, basil, spinach. There's a good rating right there.
I'll see you next week.
I'll see you next week.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.